a social housing advocate from Delta, who has recently launched a class action lawsuit against BC Housing, says she's disappointed an audit of the government operator made public by the provincial government only examined one partner provider, that of Atira Women's Resource Society. Elizabeth Zbytniew says she was hoping for more to come out of Monday's release of the Ernst & Young forensic audit. As soon as I watched the media release, I said to myself, what about the rest of the nonprofits? From my understanding, that's what the forensic audit was supposed to be on, not just Atira. I'm not surprised to see they kept it limited, just my honest opinion, said Zbytniew. The Ladner resident says the findings of conflict of interest between Atira and former BC Housing CEO Shane Ramsey goes to the bigger problem, that being systemic mismanagement of social housing units, including her own. Glacier Media reached out to BC Housing for comment but did not hear back by publication. Zbytniew is one of a dwindling number of residents of Ladner Willows, a townhouse complex that provides subsidized housing to low and moderate income earning people, as well as those with disabilities. The reason why it's a dwindling number is because the 40-unit complex fell into disrepair, she told Glacier Media. It started to become where someone would move out and they didn't re-rent it, said Zbytniew, who claims there was purposeful neglect on the part of BC Housing appointed nonprofit housing provider Red Door Housing, starting in the 2010s. When I moved in 2007, the place was completely redone and brand new. The outside was impeccable. Power washing, you name it, said Zbytniew. But then, she claims, everything stopped being maintained, and by 2018 numerous units were overcome with mold. And so, the housing provider applied to redevelop the site. The application failed at a public hearing last June, as City of Delta councillors heard of concerns about how the provider had maintained the previous units and problems with evictions and relocating residents. There was a lack of transparency, said Zbytniew. The proposal was to build a 150-unit apartment of non-market housing. Zbytniew asserts BC Housing benefits from such proposals because the additional units, which provide lesser subsidies, are used to subsidize replacements of the existing ones. And opponents such as her argue that through the process, residents face evictions, lose ground-level and family-sized living spaces, and there's no additional, deep subsidy, units added to the stock. Only 20% of this redevelopment was guaranteed as a deep core subsidy, said Zbytniew. The reason being, for redevelopment, is to ensure the providers could be self-sufficient in the long run and they, government, wouldn't have to provide as many subsidies, said Zbytniew. Ernst & Young did publish a review of BC Housing financial systems in May 2022. It found, BC Housing has more repair projects in the pipeline than it has funding for, and that there is risk that funds allocated will be insufficient to maintain the housing stock at an acceptable, facility condition index, resulting in unlivable or poor quality housing for residents. All in all, Zbytniew and fellow Red Door Housing tenant Jana Martin found a law firm to launch a class action lawsuit against BC Housing, Red Door Housing and cities where the provider operates. At all material times, BC Housing knew or ought to have known the properties suffered from severe deficiencies, which made it unsafe, unhealthy and unfit for habitation, as a result of the age of the structure and years of neglect, the claim states. The claim names as defendants the municipalities of Delta, Surrey, Coquitlam, Vancouver, Burnaby, Maple Ridge and Port Coquitlam, as they are allegedly responsible for the enforcement of bylaws regarding health and safety of buildings. The claim alleges systemic failures on the part of the defendants, which underscores the class-wide basis of the claim. Deficiencies Zbytniew and Martin are claiming include chronic verminous infestations, lack of heat, hot water and other basic amenities, growth of toxic mold, unsafe electrical wiring, unsafe plumbing, and deficiencies such as holes in walls, floors, ceilings and broken windows. When Glacier Media contacted Red Door Housing for an opportunity to comment, a manager said their lawyer was unaware of the claim and has yet to have an opportunity to respond. According to Zbytniew, Their lawyers Rakinder Sahota and Patrick Dudding have yet to serve the defendants since the claim was filed in BC Supreme Court March 17 in Victoria. When Red Door Housing launched its application for redevelopment of Ladner Willows in 2018 and faced the same criticisms, the nonprofit claimed it had done mold remediation. However, the complex was part of the leaky condo crisis of the early 1990s. The nonprofit also stated funding to maintain the units had been inadequate for the past 15 years. Correction. An earlier version of this story incorrectly stated that Jana Martin was Elizabeth Zbytniff's neighbor. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca.